And welcome back to the Saturday Morning Coaches Show. And we're going to wrap up the Coaches Show because it's we got the Newman guys and the Newman boys and men in the studio with us. Dick, you've got your family here for you're celebrating Easter this weekend.
Yeah, we're a week late, but still, we'll have an Easter egg on and have a good meal for everybody.
So. Yeah, we got your sons in here and your grandsons. It's a whole crew of guys.
Yeah.
And we're going to talk to some of them. Mike Newman and Steve Newman are here. And Mike, welcome to the studios.
Thanks, Paul.
How are you doing?
Well, we're here.
You're
happy.
Here.
Always good to come back home to Madison.
Watching Dad do the coaches show probably for the 5,000th show or something like that.
Yeah, Steve and I were talking this morning about, you know, these jokes that he continues to pull out and we still find ourselves laughing. So it's it's good now. My son Gannon and Jack and Luke, Steve boys, they just love it.
Yep. I've asked Mike and Steve to come on in and let's reminisce a little bit. I know them well because my boys are the same age. And Mike, what year did you graduate?
Oh, 1994.
Let's go back. What year? What year?
1994.
All right.
Yeah.
And Steve, how about you? What year did you graduate?
A couple years later in 1997.
90. So 90 boys from La Caprile Valley, huh?
Yeah, it seems like just yesterday.
Just yesterday. Yeah, you both of you are outstanding athletes. What do you remember about high school at La Caprile?
Well, thanks for the compliment. I don't know about outstanding, but we enjoyed playing. The things I remember most are just the connections I made with my teammates, coaches, and many of those I still kind of keep in contact with through sports. And we'll go out on golf trips with Scotty Runglin and Danny Tollefson and Corey Hansen. So it's fun to do that.
Yep, that's for sure. And Mike, how about you?
Just kind of to tag off of what Steve said, I mean, growing up, you know, having a younger brother where all we were doing was outside playing sports on the bikes. I remember Aaron and Alan Erdman and myself, we would just spend hours, whether it was baseball, whether it was tennis, at the swimming pool, just always doing something. And as we grew up, you know, getting into organized sport, just understanding the meaning of, you know, being part of a team, putting yourself aside. I always joke with Dad and Steve, like, I did not like to wrestle. I actually despised it, but it taught me the power words, you know, the determination, teamwork, perseverance, passion. And that I feel like that translated into the success that I had on the baseball field. And, you know, I'm sure Steve would say the same thing with young kids, especially our own kids, just trying to drive that home with them on the importance of sport. It's not about winning, but it's about being part of a team. And there's a lot of life lessons that come with that.
That's right. And Mike, I believe in baseball at La Caprile, I think you still hold the record for highest batting average. I'm bragging about this here. So highest batting average, and it was almost broke last year, I think, with Carter Hamlin. Am I correct in saying that, Mike? Dick?
Yes, you are correct. I think Carter was in the running, maybe close to 600 at one point, but kind of dropped down when we got to tournament time.
Five something, Mike, I think the record is.
Yeah, 530 or something. I think I was bunting a lot.
And that was his junior year. He didn't play a whole lot his senior year. His dad beat him in badminton, and he sprained his ankle, and he sat out three-fourths of the season.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I've had the curse of that for 46 years. have never broken a bone, but that right ankle is a little weak.
Batman. Mm-hmm. Okay, wow. That's the first time I heard that story, I think.
Yep.
Didn't know that. Steve, you're an outstanding baseball player as well. Talk about with Coach Hill and that.
Well, I think...
You played in the section championship, didn't you?
Yeah, unfortunately, we lost to Benson that year down in Pipestone. But, I think I hold some records from summer rec ball. The most sun drops drank in a bus trip to Bellingham, donated by the bottling company. So I'd like to thank the Rolfs and the bottling company for always supplying us with pop and coolers full of RC Cola and sun drop.
What's the record in summer ball? What are you talking about?
I think we're talking like 6 or 7 in a 10-mile trip to Bellingham.
Sun drops.
Awesome. So what do you guys do now? I know you got your boys here with us. Talk a little bit about what you do for a job.
Yeah, so after college and all that, I lived down in Nashville for a little bit, ended up moving back up to Minnesota. And for the past 15 years, I've been in Sioux Falls, South Dakota. I work for a great company for the last 15 years. Like I said, it's a Striker. I sell capital equipment into operating rooms. So I cover about 80 hospitals in eastern South Dakota and western Minnesota, spend a lot of time in surgery. I love the fact that the hospital here in Madison, we just did a pretty cool project with them. So great services in this town, great surgeons, great administration, great staff. It's kind of a cool feeling, and it's been a great career. Without sport, yep, I never would have made it into Striker. So any young kids out there listening right now, Google Striker. It's a great company, and the basis is drive. And a lot of athletes work for this company, and it's a really cool atmosphere, and it's a team, and that's what I love about it, and why I've dedicated 15 years to it. So it's pretty cool.
So you're actually selling operating equipment to the hospitals?
Yep. Okay. So we do a lot of room design. We help staff and administration with designing of operating rooms, but then I also sell the equipment that the surgeons use.
Oh.
And I work with those docs as well as take them to trainings on case-specific procedures.
Wow.
So it's pretty cool.
Yeah. Something new every day, I would bet.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, all especially right. Technology. I mean, it's evolving technology is what we call it, and it's never stopping.
All right. Steve, how about you? Okay.
Well, I currently am finishing up my 17th year teaching sixth grade at for the Wayzata Public Schools in Plymouth, Minnesota.
So. 17 years already.
Yeah, it's been quite the ride. It's interesting.
What do you teach?
I teach sixth grade in a middle school that has about 1,500 kids. So I joke to my kids that the town I grew up in has fewer people than the amount of students that go to school there. And they look at me like, what? Like, yeah, it's hard to comprehend. But so it's been a fun journey. I coach wrestling, and I used to coach baseball at the high school there, too.
Oh.
If I can just interject, both of them are still playing baseball.
Oh, town ball?
Yes.
All right, talk about that. I know, Mike. You played college ball and
pro
ball.
Yeah, I've had a fun career, and the best part about it is just the memories and the friendships that I've made along the way, and those friendships, like Steve was saying, whether high school, college, or post college, you know, that's the important piece, but. I've had, you know, kind of some hiatuses, but in 2018, I got back with Canova Gang, which is South Dakota, and we won the whole thing. It was really cool. They embraced my family, and it was a really neat atmosphere. Just like Minnesota amateur baseball, South Dakota, a lot of pride there, a lot of the small towns, just like Rosen, like Madison, coming together on Sunday afternoons and watching some baseball. And this summer, I'm going to play with a couple buddies on a Old Man Sunday League. See
old
if
man,
we still got it.
So. 40 and over? Or?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
How about you, Steve? I know you played in a couple state tournaments, didn't you?
Yeah, we played in a couple state tournaments, if you can call them that.
What group is this? 40
is
and over?
35
too?
And older amateur baseball league in Minnesota here. So I play for the Becker Buzzards. And it's kind of fun. All the teams have old person names.
The like Becker Buzzards.
The Silver Streaks and the Gold Diggers up in, where is that? Way up north. In,
okay.
North of Alec in Urbank.
Urbank.
Yeah.
So a 35 and older. So talk about your league and how you've done.
Well, kind of going back to what Mike said, we travel around to mostly towns up by Alec is where our league is. And most of the fun just comes with in the dugout, playing catch before the games, just kind of goofing around, being like 12, 13-year-old boys again, and just having the fun kind of camaraderie that you don't get necessarily in everyday life. So.
They play 2 7-inning doubleheaders on a Saturday or a Sunday, then they have all week to recover.
Yeah, we need that week to recover. It's, by about the second inning of that second game, you're just like, what was I thinking? But it's still fun. We really enjoy it. Good group of guys.
The mind moves, but the body doesn't.
Yeah,
that's right.
We're all there for the right reasons and just have fun.
All right.
Chasing
all right.
kids around now, you know, letting them start to enjoy their sports, and it's fun being the spectator now instead of the athlete.
Yeah, good. Well, who else we got in this? You got your boys with us. Who we got in the studio here with us?
Yeah, so my son, Gannon, he's 13, and I'm going through a struggle right now because he's almost taller than I am, and that kind of it's tough. But he runs track, plays baseball, plays basketball, and always it's kind of cool because the last couple of weeks I've noticed the bikes coming back into the driveway and, you know, knowing that they're out doing stuff. So it's pretty nice.
How about you, Steve? Who do we got here?
So I got two boys here, Jack and Luke. Jack's a seventh grader. Luke's a sixth grader at Annandale Public Schools. They both like sports. They both like being on teams, baseball, football.
Yep.
Basketball is kind of one of their things, which has been tough for me since I was a wrestler. And dad coached wrestling for 35-plus years.
Yep. Is it Jack that's friends with my grandson, Zane, or
yes,
the same
Jack
age
Jack and
or
Zane
something?
Are the same age. Okay. They went to kindergarten together, and then when we moved, so then obviously they went to different schools.
All right. All right.
Thank you, guys.
Yeah, thanks for stopping in. I appreciate that. And, you know, it's nice to have you here. And, you know, Dick's been doing the coaches show for like 50 years. And I think this is the first time we had you in there.
Yeah, I think it is. So yeah, appreciate it. Thanks,
Well, Paul. I brag up the studio here with the remodeling that was done here a few years ago. And it's a nice, nice atmosphere to come down here. And we try to get the coaches to come into the studio and talk to him live.
Right. But. Well, we're going to go right into the Dick Newman sick joke of the week, guys. Well, you got your grandsons here? Go ahead, Dick.
I got a bunch of dad jokes, and each one of the three grandsons picked one out. So I'm going to read one and then ask which one picked this one out. So the first one I'm going to read is, "Dear Math, grow up and solve your own problems." So which one wrote that or picked that one out?
Who picked that joke?
Okay, that was Jack, Steve's oldest son. The next one is, "Where do boats go when they're sick?" Well, of course, they go to the boat dock. And that was Lukey, Steve's next son. And then finally, Gannon picked one out. And it says, "A guy walks into a bar and he was disqualified from the limbo contest." And that was Gannon.
Awesome. So they picked that out themselves?
And, they picked them out.
Okay. Go ahead.
Well, yeah, and then we have one at home that's listening, and that's Molly.
Okay. So, Molly's listening at
home. Yeah, and she's the gymnast, and she just level five.
Yeah. That's Steve's?
She's in what? Steve's. She's in third grade, and she's doing gymnastic events that are for older girls. So thanks for listening. Tune in again next Saturday morning, and just remember, you don't have to play a sport to be one.
Hendricks Farmers Lumber, located in Hendricks, Minnesota.
No evacuations from a besieged Ukrainian city. I'm Pam Pusso, Fox News. Attempts were supposed to be made to evacuate civilians from Mariupol, but an aide to the mayor there tells Reuters it didn't happen. No surprise, since the city came under Russian airstrikes aimed at forcing the surrender of the remaining Ukrainian forces. Meanwhile, Moscow's goals are becoming clearer.
The Russian commander is now admitting that Moscow does want to take full control of Ukraine from the east all across the southern coast into Moldova, essentially landlocking Ukraine and redrawing Russia's border from the Donbas in the east all the way to the country of Moldova, stripping Ukraine of its critical industrial region and creating a land bridge to Crimea, also sparking fears that Moldova could be the next to be invaded by Russia.
Fox's Matt Finn in the western Ukrainian city of Lviv. Western efforts to stop the war in Ukraine could be impacted by political developments in France. Opinion polls predict a win for President Emmanuel Macron.